Hello and welcome to Chapter 4. Chapter 4 is the first of three chapters, 4, 5, and 6, that will be covered on Test 2. Before we start in this chapter, let me draw your attention to the fact that there are not a lot of terms in these three chapters. Normally that would mean we would have a large number or need a large number of test questions to balance out the sufficient points. But what I will do for this test is the terms for these chapters will count 2 points each. So be careful with the terms. At that, we'll still have a good many questions. All things being equal, it's not the way I would like for the course to go. I'd rather have more of the language for you to learn, more terminology. But the material in these three chapters just lends itself to doing it the way I've done it. Anyway, Chapter 4 is Franchising and the Entrepreneur, and it's all about franchising. In the interest of moving along to where we would like to be with these audio topics by the end of the course, I'm going to just go through the outline and highlight the test questions, help you understand what the answer should be and why those are questions, and then we'll go back down to terms. I think you'll find that you'll like that better. I just want to caution you to be very careful with the terms. In no way do I intend to read to you here the definition. Take time to write what I say now, and you may still be disappointed when you get to the test and do not see those exact words. Remember, it is a matter of understanding these terms, not memorizing the definitions. But anyway, if you look through the chapter, you will see down in Section 3 a couple of questions, as noted by the numbered subtopics. The first one, the three types of franchising, will be something that you will have to name the three types of franchising. They're all terms. They all have the word franchising in them, so it should be a very simple matter. But they are trade name, distribution, and pure. And while we're on them, let's talk about the terms just briefly. Trade name is when you, or matter of fact, we should back up, I suppose. Franchising is authorizing someone to use your name, your products, or your processes for a fee. Now, the three types of that decide which you're authorizing them to use, of course. Trade name is just that. You're authorizing them to use your company or product name in exchange for a fee. Distribution, you're authorizing them to sell your company's products for a fee. Pure franchising is when you really, we like to think of it as selling your products and your processes. Think McDonald's. You not only sell McDonald's products, but you do it their way. Your operation has to be done their name. It's pure franchising. The other question in this chapter, causes of franchising popularity, notice that it's underlined, which means it will not be simply a name these four, but I'll ask you in some other way. That will either be a multiple choice question along the lines of which of the following is not one of the four causes of franchising popularity, or a longer list from which you must identify and pick out and select these four causes of franchising popularity. Like everything else on the test, the correct answers are the answers from the notes, not from the text. Use the notes. Okay, in Section 4, I will ask you the benefits of franchising. That's not an unreasonable question. The text talks about it, but I, after looking through that, thinking about it myself, the correct answers are the three that I've provided here. Brand name appeal, advertising, and proven products and processes. Similar question in Section 5, what are the limitations, the drawbacks, the negatives of franchising? The text discusses it. I pin these down to two, thus the reference notes. And let's say there are fees and royalties and less control. Pardon my spelling and typos in both of those. As I look at my notes, I see one in each one. But there are fees and royalties and less control. And finally, well, not finally, but there's another question in Section 7, the steps in buying a franchise. I hesitate a little with this. We need the points for this test. So I'm going to ask you to name these seven steps. Steps does imply in order. I wouldn't want to mislead you, though. You understand this is neither a level A or a level B type question. This is a test question. Should you think about this? What steps should I go through in effectively buying a franchise? Yes, but there's nothing magic about these seven answers, except these are the answers to get you the points on this test. Certainly should understand yourself. You should research the market. You can, should consider your options. You should study the UFOC, which is Uniform Franchise Offering Circular. That's the document that the franchiser has to provide with information on what the deal is with him. You should talk to current owners of that franchise and ask questions, and then you make a decision. It's just a logical process. This list is as good as any. Let's name these seven. In Section 8, another question that's underlined, which means I will ask you either to handle a multiple choice question or select these three from a larger list. But in a franchising contract, what three important issues are there? Termination, renewal, and transfer. Okay, if we look back at the term list, did we cover all the terms? Not really, but let's do that right now. What is franchising? Authorizing someone to use your name, products, or processes in return for a fee. The three types are trade name, distribution. If your trade name is when you use the name, distribution is authorizing them to sell the products, and pure franchising is the products and processes, and I suppose technically would be the name as well. UFDD is the document that explains the details of the franchising agreement. Trade regulation rule, excuse me, is the FTC requirement that they must disclose that information. The document they disclose it in, we just said was the UFDD, but the requirement that they must disclose it, the FTC requirement that they must disclose it, is the trade regulation rule. Okay, I hope that's clear. There are several types of franchising. Conversion franchising is when you take an existing business and it becomes a franchising. Imagine a hardware store that agrees to become a franchise of Ace Hardware. Master franchising is when you have a franchise, but it authorizes you to have sub-franchises under you. You may be the town's McDonald's franchise and can authorize a certain number of McDonald's franchises under you. I don't think McDonald's does that, but some franchising companies do. And piggy bank is when you sometimes combine several together. Imagine the Popeyes and maybe a sandwich shop or something like you might see or an ice cream shop in a truck stop somewhere, when you combine several franchises together. Okay, I think Chapter 4 will not be particularly difficult. Just remember that the terms are 2 points each. Thank you very much.